Hey guys, this is Throwaway Lust, and tonight I am answering Penny's 6 for 6 questionnaire. It's 6 questions that you have to answer in no more than 6 minutes, and if you finish in exactly 6 minutes, you get plus 6 Penny points. And which can only be redeemed for Panda GIFs. And we all know that Penny is the queen of GIFs, so I will not pass up the opportunity to get a Panda GIF. So without further ado, let's get started. 1. What is the last April Fool's Day trick you pulled or had pulled on you? If neither is relevant, which is a prank you'd love to pull? Last April Fool's Day trick that I pulled, I stuffed a friend's bag with a shit ton of receipts, and it is the corniest prank that I pulled. Last trick pulled on me is also the best trick pulled on me. They changed the ringtone of my phone from Arctic Monkey's knee socks into Gangnam Style's, into Psy's Gangnam Style. And then, to make things worse, they made it ring during my favorite class, in front of my favorite professor, who they all know I have the hots for. So it was very embarrassing, and I ran out of class, and I had to cool myself down for like 10 to 15 minutes before walking back in class and acting like nothing happened and just apologizing to the professor in the most graceful way I can. A prank that I love to pull is that I would love to switch book covers. So basically, I would give a friend a book that she'd be needing to read, except she'd be thinking that it's a book that she'd like to read because that's what the cover says. So, let's say a Murakami book, which a friend of mine really wants to read as well. So I'd switch a Murakami book cover, I'd put it on a 50 Shades of Grey cover. So when she reads it, she thinks it's a Murakami book, but no, it's 50 Shades of Grey. So I don't think I can pull it off though. So yeah. Your April Fool's Day is going to be dictated by the last text you received. What does it say, and how do you think it's going to tie into your April Fool's Day? So let me just pull up my phone here. And the last text that I received is from my boyfriend, who is in the beach right now with his family, and he says, "I love having a bonfire." So, that will probably involve burning shit, but as long as it doesn't involve my shit getting burned, then we're good. How long is it acceptable to seek revenge on a prank? If it's a really good prank, maybe within 2 weeks. If it's a regular prank, within a week, because then if it's just a regular prank, it probably wouldn't make sense. What do you think an April Fool's inspired dinner would look like? Who would be there? What would you eat? And what would you do? The dinner that comes to my mind is Alice in Wonderland's unbirthday party, the feature film, the animated film, not the live action one. And then, except we would be eating this bean, which I don't have the time to Google. We'd eat this bean that would basically change the way our taste buds work. So that would mean us eating, what's this? We'd probably eating candy, but then instead of something sweet, we'd probably taste something sour or something spicy. And what we would do is that we would just basically experiment with different tastes, and probably we'd even have liquor involved, and it's just gonna be a fun time. Who would be there? I mean, if you guys would love to come, then go ahead. I mean, I do know that you guys love to come, right? That was a bad joke. Next, do you believe that April Fool's Day should end at noon? Why or why not? April Fool's Day should end, when the day ends. So, at least from where I'm from, we celebrate April Fool's Day the entire day, and that includes the evening, so, yeah. I don't know why it's being celebrated at noon wherever you guys are from, but we do it the entire day. Yeah. Next. This is GWAB, therefore there has to be a sexy question. What is the one phrase, term, sound a GWAer has made that really turned you on? Got it? Good. Now please do an impression of it. Okay. This, for context, was posted 2 years ago, and I first listened to this, when I first joined GWA, and this sound of his, I mean, I've been playing this audio for 10 days, for more than 10 times already, and I still can't get enough of that sound. So I'm gonna end that phrase, so I'm gonna go and try it. So,
me feeling predatory towards you is all right?
No! No, I can't do it. I practically ruined it. But basically, is this low growl, low extended growl that really got to me. I think he growled for like 2 to 3 seconds straight. And then when I first read that, oh lord. Oh lordy lord. Oh my god. Ah! I just couldn't get enough of it. I mean, he hasn't posted in like 6 months, so he probably won't hear this. But if he does, then yeah, I love your growl, sir. Thank you for that audio. Oh, I got 10 seconds left, so I'm gonna end it with a countdown. So it's like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Thanks, Benny!